Brandon Momorov has returned to his job as a Canton police officer nearly 8 months after being fired for kicking a suspect. Safety Service Director Andrea Perry fired him in September after concluding he violated the department's use of force rule. An arbitrator later ruled the city did not meet the justification standards to terminate Momorov. The police union said the termination was too severe. The arbitrator agreed. The decision cannot be appealed. Repository reports Momorov returned to work April 11th. Stark County grand jury has indicted a man on charges stemming from a drive-by shooting in Alliance. 19-year-old Aiden Mohammed was charged Wednesday with felonious assault and two weapons counts. They resulted from a February 7th incident in the first block of East Ely Street. Mohammed accused of shooting at an occupied home at least four times while driving a vehicle. He was arrested last month at a hotel in Green. Mohammed is not permitted to have a gun due to a felonious assault conviction last year. His arraignment set for today in Common Pleas Court. Man who fell out of the right field stands and onto the warning track during the Pirates-Cubs game in Pittsburgh Wednesday night has been identified. A South Allegheny School District spokesperson told the Pittsburgh Tribune-Review and The Athletic the fan who fell was Kevin Markwood, a former student and football player at Walsh University. Markwood is a 2022 graduate of South Allegheny High School. Walsh posted a message on social media Thursday night asking for prayers. Markwood was listed on the roster for the Walsh football team in 2022. Pittsburgh Public Safety said Thursday morning Markwood remains in critical condition. A crash after a short pursuit in Tuscarawas County means a man will spend 4 years in prison for his 13th drunken driving conviction. 58-year-old Paul Witt of Massillon also received a lifetime license suspension. Highway Patrol says Witt fled a traffic stop on Route 250 in Goshen Township January 6th and drove off the roadway into a ditch. He was cited for OVI and failure to comply. Canton Regional Crash Team investigating an incident in which a North Canton City vehicle struck a pedestrian. Tuesday morning, it happened around 9:45 at the intersection of 7th Street Northeast and North Main. According to police, a preliminary probe shows the city vehicle was westbound on 7th, making a left turn onto North Main when it struck the pedestrian, who was transported to a local hospital and then transferred to another hospital for additional treatment. Their condition was not available. Misdemeanor charge of voyeurism filed against the former Latonia school bus driver and softball coach. 49-year-old Scott Andre of Latonia was fired in February after an internal investigation concluded he pursued recent graduates with inappropriate intentions, struck students on the hand with a ruler, and entered a locker room where a junior high student was changing. Charge was filed Thursday. Andre accused of having inappropriate pictures of Latonia sixth grade students and staff members on his phone. Norfolk Southern Railroad again being sued in connection to the 2023 train derailment. The suit filed by the East Palestine School District in Youngstown Federal Court. The system seeking the recovery of emergency response costs related to the derailment. Total is at least $30 million. Superintendent James Rook and attorney Ashley Case Slitvold detailed the complaint during a news conference Wednesday. Officials accused Norfolk Southern of failing to reimburse incurred costs, including housing and transporting residents displaced by evacuation orders and use of school facilities by first responders. The railroad also allegedly did not follow through on a promise to move and rebuild the district's athletic facilities and construct a community wellness center. Woman is jailed on charges stemming from a shooting at a department in Austintown. 20-year-old Isabella Rapucci turned herself in to Warren police following the Wednesday night incident. She claimed self-defense in the shooting at the Compass West Drive address. Rapucci said she was earlier threatened there by a man with a gun. Police called to the location around 8:10, discovered a man with a gunshot wound to his left leg. He was taken to a hospital. Police say the handgun was recovered along a bike path in Warren. Rapucci was charged with felonious assault, tampering with evidence, receiving stolen property, and two weapons counts. An 83-count indictment issued by the Trumbull County grand jury accuses eight women of operating a human trafficking ring. Charges include engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity, money laundering, and promoting prostitution. They resulted from an investigation by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. Warrants were executed at the Tiger Spa and Sunny Spa in Warren in March 2023. Investigators executed another warrant Thursday at Sunny Spa. The West Market Street establishments accused of being fronts for sex trafficking and money laundering. The ring allegedly trapped Korean women at the businesses for months at a time, forced them to live on the premises and perform sex for money. Sentencing was Thursday in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court for a man charged in a hit-skip crash. 35-year-old Joshua Butler of Greenville, Pennsylvania, pleaded guilty in March to aggravated vehicular assault, aggravated drug possession, failure to stop an OVI. He was driving a pickup that crossed the center line of State Route 7 in Vernon Township July 21st. An oncoming vehicle driven by a Masery man was forced off the road. He and two passengers were hospitalized with their injuries. Butler was given an 8 to 12-year prison sentence.